USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. military is reporting a drone strike in Syria's Idlib province killed a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group on Monday. Abu al-Yemeni, a senior leader for Haras al-Din, was traveling alone on a motorcycle at the time of the strike. 46 migrants were found dead in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday. Law enforcement officials said 16 others, 12 adults and 4 children, were taken to local hospitals with heat-related injuries. Police Chief William McManus.
A worker works in one of the buildings up here behind me, heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found the trailer with the doors partially open, opened them up to take a look, and found a number of deceased individuals inside.
USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The National Transportation Safety Board will be arriving in Mendon, Missouri, about a two-hour drive northeast of Kansas City, Tuesday morning to begin an investigation into the cause of an Amtrak train that derailed Monday. At least 3 people have perished. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tweeted Monday that the Federal Railroad Administration staff are en route to support the investigation. Air travel continues to be very weak and unreliable in America.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards, while the airlines say the FAA has not properly staffed air traffic control centers.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Former Washington State football coach Joe Kennedy on Newsmax shortly after his prayer victory at the Supreme Court.
Well, this morning it was a mixed emotions. It's like, what is really happening? And it totally has not settled all the way in, but it's a big sigh of relief knowing that the hard part's over and we can all move forward now.
Mr. Kennedy's special counsel, First Liberty Institute's Hiram Sasser Esquire.
Yeah, look, it was really tough. I mean, we had to lose, I think, 5 times before we finally arrived at the Supreme Court. It's been 7 years of a lot of litigation, and ultimately we ended up with an opinion that sounds a lot like our initial demand letter from 7 years ago. But hopefully we'll be able to, you know, meet with the school district, get all the remaining issues resolved, and get Coach back on the field this fall.
The largest private landowner in California is closing its forests to the public indefinitely beginning on July 1st. Sierra Pacific Industries, one of the biggest lumber companies in America, owns over 2 million acres of forested land across California, Washington, and Oregon. The company, which is headquartered in Anderson, California, says the public can usually use the land for hiking, permitted fishing, hunting, and cross-country skiing. But starting Friday, they're cutting all that off due to extreme drought and wildfire conditions. My name is Lance Pry, USA Radio News.